producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. While the federal government is looking around trying to figure out what to do about Ebola hitting our shores and showing up in our population, there has been a solution out there for quite some time. So, to let you know about it and let you know how you may be able to get a hold of it or whatever, however it's out there. I'm joined now from Patriot Promotions by Jill Trammell. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Bill. I was already talking over you before you even got started.
Oh, well, actually you weren't because I didn't hear you.
Okay, good.
And also, former 10th Special Forces Group Commander, Colonel David Kaczynski. He is the principal of CyBlue. And that is the home of the SD-3A Ebola Decon Fogger. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. Jill, you know more about this than I do, so I'm going to let you and the Colonel talk about this.
Oh, well, thanks. It's been a pet project of mine recently. David, thank you for joining us this morning. I'm excited to get the news out about what you've come up with. Let me give you a little background on David Kaczynski. He's a commander in 10th Group Special Forces, enlisted. Was that right, 10th Group?
Yes.
Right. And you were in the Iraq War, is that correct?
Right. Two tours and in Sudan.
And in Sudan. And spent some time in Bosnia, too. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, you've had a very colorful career. I've got your bio here in front of me. It's much too lengthy to go into on the radio, but I was hoping that you could tell us how you came up with this solution that is apparently a non-toxic decontamination solution that can actually be inhaled. Tell us a little bit more about the product and what you'd like to do with it.
Let me just go into a little bit of background. After several tours and getting shot at a lot, and getting hit once, when I came back, I was almost killed by MRSA, which is community-acquired MRSA. It's deadly, and anybody that runs a hospital knows about it. So when I almost was killed by that, after having the quote-unquote terrorists trying to do it and do a poor job of it, I looked around, and being, you know, Special Forces, We always look for, we don't try to destroy the tank, we try to take out the ability of the tank to work. So instead of looking for a cure for MRSA, which I did get thanks to the CDC doctor clearing it for me, is I wanted to see something that could actually stop the logistics, or in this case, the vectors. And the vector of Ebola, MRSA, anything, is that means how it is transmitted. And not where it came from or curing it, but how to keep it from spreading, which is kind of back into my Special Forces mode of how do you stop the tank? You stop the tank by getting rid of its ability to move. So I looked around and found, yes, there is something for MRSA, but it's not good with anything else. And, oh, by the way, it's toxic. Ah. Well, now, if you want to use it in a hospital, which a lot of hospitals do, we found out, they have to register with HAZMAT. They have to, anything that is not used has to be recovered, has to go into toxic waste, blah, blah, blah. So I looked around to try to find something that could prevent the spread of everything. In other words, not, you have to have 55 different, chemical, toxic chemicals to get rid of whatever is ailing you this year. And by the way, H1N1 has killed more human beings. Actually, 5% of the population in 1918 of the world was H1N1, which everybody kind of poo-poos. But what we have now is Ebola, which is formerly hemorrhagic fever. And just a little bit of history for your listeners, hemorrhagic fever is what we used to call the Black Plague, which wiped out pretty much most of Europe in the Dark Ages. But
tell us real quick, how many of those hemorrhagic fevers are actually considered threat by bioterrorism?
Well, again, terrorism is a term used to make more money for different government agencies, but it's insurrection, and that's what they're using to try to disrupt any sort of normal society. But which ones are being used? I would say hemorrhagic fever, and it's probably Marburg, which is in the same genus pool as Ebola and hemorrhagic fever. I would say that would probably be more likely to be used because it has a higher mortality rate. But hemorrhagic fever in its own can spread quite easily and can be spread airborne. Yes, airborne. Yes. So the whole idea that it cannot be spread airborne, nobody's ever seen a scientific photo of someone sneezing. And they said, well, it can't be aerosolized. Well, if you've ever seen a sneeze, that's aerosolized. And that's going into, if you're inside an airplane, you've got it.
Yeah, and so any type of these hemorrhagic fevers, the solution that you've come up with can actually work on. Is that correct?
That's right. It has EPA approval, testing, and everything like that. A lot of the ones that are being used now they don't have EPA because they're toxic or they're semi effective. But as I told you before, when I was showing this to the Dallas School District, I was telling them, okay, this kills like everything, and it will definitely get rid of your rotavirus, which is killing kids, and will get rid of the Ebola. And I sprayed it on my hand and I licked it, and I swear, you know, very
wow.
I mean, they literally jumped when I licked it. I said, this is non-toxic.
Well, that's amazing. This is a good time for us to take a break. We're going to have to get a word from our sponsors. But when we come back, let's talk about that. Let's talk about
we got two minutes left.
Oh, okay. Well, then tell us, then, where have you gotten some traction on this already? Who's taken a look at it, and where would you like to use it initially? I mean, obviously, we have a need for it in Texas. Have you talked to anyone over there?
Yes, the Dallas School District, but for some reason they were really hot, and now it's kind of, I don't understand, they haven't called back. But a lot of interest we got with the major hospitals in the Houston area, because they didn't know this even existed, and for some reason, I don't know why. So they're using the toxic, which they have to have the hazmat and everything like that. But the interesting thing that we're getting a lot of calls back from are the airline pilots and the flight attendants, because although the major airlines are, you know, they're doing that Obi-Wan Kenobi trick that in the first Star Wars, where he goes, these are not the droids you're looking for. In other words, Ebola is no longer a problem. You know, this is not. And it's just not true. And the poor people that are flying the airplanes and the flight attendants who have to go to these places, they're worried.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break and hear from our sponsors when we come back. Let's talk about Lagos and West Africa and some of these places where these flight attendants and pilots are not wanting to fly to any longer, but there's still a need, as well as what some of the folks in West Africa are doing trying to make it through customs and come back over here.
Right. Okay.
We'll be right coming up on the break. We're talking about this Ebola deconfogger that knocks out the disease vector, rendering it inoperable. We'll explore this a little more when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Joined this morning from Patriot Promotions by Jill Trammell, who brought this to my attention, and by Colonel David Kaczynski, who runs a company called CyBlue. Colonel, real quick, if I can ask you, and make these answers really quick because I'm being asked this in the chat room. Is this available to the public?
Yes.
Okay. And also, does this work with all the disease vectors? Like, I know that Ebola can be moved around by roaches and flies and mosquitoes, and it can be transmitted to your pets and stuff like that. If this is introduced to all of this, does this have a pretty good positive effect?
Absolutely. Now, all the tests that EPA does, they can't say 100% effective, so they say exceeds 99.999%. So
bureaucrats. Yeah, bureaucrats. I hate bureaucrats.
Yeah, me too.
Take it away, Jill.
Well, yeah, bureaucrats are kind of the problem right now because, David, you've got something that we need, and we need it now. And I know that you initially, when we were contacted, put in contact with each other, you were looking to go on down to West Africa and use it in the outbreak of Ebola in that region that could also have some serious political implications for President Jonathan down there. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the need for it and why the timing is so important right now?
Well, Bill, again, the bureaucrats came into this. Now, the people that are in charge of making sure this doesn't, what has happened does not happen, is the Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Now, being Special Forces background, again, I wanted to go after the logistics of Ebola and hit it at its source. Now, the number two mission of DTRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency, is to engage the threat outside the borders of the United States. So with my contacts that I had in Lagos, who makes soda water, not Coca-Cola, it's not over there, but they make milk and soda water. And by the way, Nigeria, for you guys that don't understand it, is rich, very rich. Their GDP last year exceeded $500 billion, and yet they keep playing the poor mouth, oh, we don't have any money. That is kind of strange because 70% of the population makes about 50 cents a day, and then the 1% make all the money. But what I wanted to do is set up a business there where, like, when WHO leaves and USAID leaves to that area, or the press finally says, okay, there's no more threat, these are not the droids you're looking for, and leave, there had to be something there to keep engaging the problem. And that's what I wanted to do. And I just tried to get some money from DTRA to just start the companies, and then it would be self-sustaining there in Lagos to supply that part of West Africa with this. And DTRA said, no, we're not interested. Has no purview for us. And so that was really frustrating.
Well, yeah, I would think so. I mean, especially with the majority of the country is obviously corrupt. I mean, when you're looking at the class divisions, that's a no-brainer. And currently, it's my understanding that politically, President Jonathan has an election coming up in January, and if he is not reelected, that the current regime of thugs will be the ones that will be in office. And at that point, we're going to have not only issues with any type of counterterrorism operations down there, but we'll also have more issues with our oil and gas industry. So how would you see this Ebola abatement and containment being used from a political standpoint, especially with Boko Haram and groups like that utilizing the schools and large vectors of civilian areas to do their operations and continue to victimize and they actually create fear and terror in the heart of their citizens. How would you see this working for counterterrorism operations down there? Because obviously we're sending in troops. I'd like to know what we're doing with them, and can this help?
Well, yeah, as soon as I heard they were going to send the troops, I got a hold of AFRICOM and said, hey, you need to take this with you. And once again, it was, we're not interested, it doesn't really have any effect, and we'll just put everybody in MOP 4 gear. Anybody that's been in MOP 4 gear for more than 15 minutes knows it's hot. Anyway, the other thing about Nigeria that most people don't know is that's the Colombia of Africa. So not only are they making $500 billion through their oil, but that's the clearinghouse for all the drugs. And you know what, Jill, the number one most popular drug is in Nigeria right now for the rich people?
I've heard a little bit about it, but you tell the audience. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Well, the whole idea of getting on an airplane with a temperature, that's That's the clearinghouse. In other words, that's
right.
The gatekeeper. If you have a temperature, you can't get on the plane. So the number one drug that they're selling in Africa or in West Africa in that area is to reduce the temperature so you can get on the plane and get the hell out of there and get to the United States. And if
you are
a member of the Boko Haram, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, and they wonder why the flight attendants and the pilots are raising hell over this and don't want to be flying back and forth. That right there alone will tell us that this is imminent. You know, we're going to continue to have cases of hemorrhagic fevers, including Ebola, entering the United States, simply because we know that drug's on the market and we know people are using it. What do you think the holdup is? I mean, what do you think the pushback is about?
From where, Jill?
From, like, Africon, for example, or Dietra.
Oh, I think that you have a bunch of, once again, like Bill said, you know, you got a bunch of bureaucrats running everything, and they don't want to endanger anything, but they have the money. They could buy it. They could get it to the troops, and that's, you know, neither here nor there now because they're over there. And, you know, the probability of one of them contracting either Marburg and, I don't know, maybe the Pentagon will say, well, look, he didn't have Ebola, he had Marburg. Okay, 80%, 20% survival rate with Marburg, you know, 40 to 50% survival rate if you get Ebola. So either way, it's bad news. But, you know, the fact that they got over here and Boko Haram, you just have to read what's in the paper, and they could fairly easily just get it to our wonderful friends just south of the border in the cartel and put it on a bunch of kids. And, you know, the first thing they do is, you know, whenever a bunch of kids come across the border, just put them right in the middle of our major cities. So I think there is a definite threat to the United States because Boko Haram and ISIS, you know, ISIS, you know how much ISIS is paying these days? $1,000 a day. So they've got a lot of money, and Boko Haram can get everything they want. And by the way, if President Jonathan loses, then Boko Haram pretty much takes over the country.
Colonel, before you continue, can everybody hold over through the next break? Because I've got a bunch of questions for you regarding your fogger from the chat room that I want to ask you.
Absolutely, sir.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Going into the next break, my guest this hour from Patriot Promotions, Jill Trammell, from SkyBlue, Colonel David Kaczynski. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, Go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. For more information about this, I'm pretty sure, Jill, you have links up at patriotpromotions.com, right?
I sure do, and I've got our first brand-new newsletter going out through our Acton Enterprise Agency account, which is brand-new, allowing me to bring our friends and patriots more better and more better. Is that a word?
I like it. More gooder is even more better.
It's much gooder. Able to bring us some more relationship marketing tools that we can get the word out about some wonderful products like this from folks that have served our country and continue to do so both on the homeland and abroad. So I'm pleased to introduce everyone to David Kaczynski from SciBlue. He's a former 10th Group commander. He owns SciBlue.com. That's right. Sorry. And he's a licensed PI firm out of Colorado and Texas. And we were just talking about his product and how it can help with containment and abatement. Why don't you, Bill, let us know what the folks in the chat room are talking about. They've got a few questions for David, correct?
Right. And by the way, Colonel, I was in the military, and I know that the deputy commanders are actually the day-to-day operational guys, okay? I know what the full birds do, and I know what the light birds do. So anyway, first of all, when I was in the military, I had this festive part of my basic training where I got to find out how good my mask worked and how long CS gas lingers. The life of the decon fogger, when it's introduced out there, does it linger around the area? What's the life of this product when it's introduced?
Well, that's a good question, Bill. How long does it last? Well, if you wipe it off with something, it won't stay there. But what the fogger does, your normal fog is in different varieties. And the fog that you see out there and, you know, in the middle or in the morning or something like that, that's the size of a little water droplets are 1,000 microns. And what we're doing is our fog is about 30 microns, so it floats. And that's the whole idea, is for this to get inside cabinets, get underneath tables, like in the school bus. You know, that's definitely a vector for a lot of things. So in less than 2 minutes, I had fogged the entire school bus underneath and everything like that. Now the next, I'd want my kid to get on that every morning. But the next thing that somebody comes in, they sit down, well, now that's been cleaned, and that's now on their clothing, and if they have had anything on their hand, like they sneezed on their hand or anything like that, now it will stay around for about, at least 6 days if it's not wiped off. And that's the beauty of this, whereas with a lot of the toxic chemicals, such as chlorine, once it dries, oop, that's it.
I guess it probably lingers longer in an enclosed area versus something out in the open, subject to the environment, the wind, rain.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. Now the other question I'm being asked for people that might want to buy that, this is consumers. How much of it do they need to buy? What sizes does it come in? If you know, it's one thing to have something ready to go. If all of a sudden you wake up and you're surrounded by Ebola-stricken people, how much are you going to need in order to effectively execute the mission of keeping yourself safe?
Well, we've looked at that, Bill, and my fogger that I used inside the school bus is about $600, and you know that's never going to work because, okay, let's say you don't need it for several, you know, like 2 years, or actually I'd use it in every flu season. So what Jill and I are putting together is, like, you know those bug foggers, you know, you just
right.
pop it,
right?
That's 2 ounces, and that will get a lot, you know, almost your entire house. And that's what we're trying to put together, that together right now, to where the consumers can fog their house, their school. I'd like to put it in the hands of every fire department. So, hey, that looks like, you know, it could be a problem. We just pop the fogger instead of burning the car, which is what they're going to do in Dallas. Good grief. I mean, that's like dark ages. Really? Okay, is everybody going to have torches and show up with this big, you know, like get Frankenstein and torch the house? What are they going to do, torch the nurse's apartment next? Good grief. This is like... crazy. But that's what Joe and I are working on, is coming up to where everybody out there, and this has a 7-year shelf life, 6-year, 7-year shelf life, to where, you know, it can be sitting there and then you need it, pow, you just, you know, you hit the little button and you're fogged. But if you walk inside while it's fogged, you're fine. You can breathe it.
Well, and people should understand, this is a new development. Prior to just very recently, the solution did not have that shelf life, so it had to be mixed and used and fogged pretty very quickly. Now that David and his chemists have been able to stabilize it for that shelf life, we can look at getting investors to help us with the bug bomb type of situation, where this can be distributed, you know, in the U.S. and internationally. So again, private industry, entrepreneurs, chemists coming up with solutions that government is basically ignoring. And, you know, the best way that we can do this is to spread the word, let people know there's investment opportunity here. There's proof in the pudding. We'd love to get some, someone who's got some extra craps money in Vegas to throw David some bones so he can go down to, Africa and do what, you know, the government's not doing. I mean, in typical special forces style, a lot of products are introduced that way. And since it's, doesn't require any personal protective equipment. You can lick it off your hands, like he said. I don't think there's going to be any pushback when he gets down there and starts, you know, showing folks what it can actually do in such an environment. So
the sizes and the quantities, all of that's still sort of in flux. I'm sure there's going to be other forms that you're going to offer this in once you get to that final evolution.
Yeah, we've looked at... doing hand wipes, for example, but the time that it's going to take to get that done isn't really reasonable. I think
right.
The best thing right now is, you know, getting the investment group to look at the bug bomb, you know, like a flea fogger. When
right.
you set that off in your home, or when you're, you know, you find out you're in an exposed environment, you set that off and you're good to go. And I'll just tell you, I've got a guy that lives downstairs from me who's from Africa, and he's got a whole bunch of friends over there right now visiting, and I'm just thinking to myself, holy crap, what's coming through my air ducts? Like, I have
well,
no idea.
You just need to fog up the room with some defogger and then put up the drop sheets and the duct tape and just seal yourself in.
Yeah, then yeah, everyone's going to
like
really
know
that
work.
I'm yeah. Like then I'll really, I'll live up to my name of being, you know, bat, you know what, crazy. But this is something I think everybody would use, and it's going to be affordable, but we do need some support on it, and so they can contact us at my website, patriotpromotions.me, or email us at contact or Jill at patriotpromotions.us, and you can also find David at his website, which is sciblue.com.
S-C-I-B-L-U?
E.
E.
Okay. Colonel, probably, you know, the biggest problem you're probably facing with the government bureaucrats is you didn't spend enough money developing the product.
Well, that's good. That's really nice of them. Like Jill was saying, I wanted to also not only the fogger, but get it on the handy wipes or some sort of wiping to where no matter what it is, you could wipe it down. That
I can.
$20 million. $20 million. You got to pay to get that done.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
That's insane.
20 years.
And
so if I came in with a bid for $10 million, you'd jump all over that. That'd be a bargain, huh?
No, that's
before we run out of time. We're running out of time, guys. Colonel, I will have Jill revisit this, and we will, you know, as this evolves, I'd like you to come back and tell us how it's coming along. And if you get accepted and how well it's working, you can find out more. Very good, Colonel. Thank you very much for doing. And remember, I know who's actually in charge of these groups. I know who's doing the day-to-day. Jill, thank you very much for joining me. Colonel, you as well. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right. Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. That was interesting, the whole, it makes it sound like if I were to go out and buy like 3 weeks worth of hazmat suits and masks, I guess, and a duffel bag full of Tylenol and go to Liberia, I could probably make a lot of money. Dateline, Ohio. A principal at Trenton, Ohio, Edgewood High School, Russ Fussnecker, has decided that he's not going to put his faith in the imaginary magic force fields generated by the gun-free zone signs. He has decided to make a difference in protecting his students. And he's going to take advantage of the law that gives him an ability to carry a firearm while at work. One of the first people in the now murky, let's just say I'm not sure of, one of the things reported out of Sandy Hook was that one of the first people to die was the principal. So I can see the validity in this. Mr. Fussnecker is a gun owner. He still needs his concealed weapons permit, and then he's going to have to undergo special training in order to be allowed to carry while on school grounds. This will be provided to him by the Butler County Sheriff's Department, and upon successful completion, he's going to have the certification he needs necessary to carry a loaded firearm into public school buildings. I would really like to know if he's going to have teachers along with that, because the main atrium is not always the way you go in. It's not always the way that a shooter is going to go into the school. Just the other day, they had a guy they called Private Pyle, and he got into an auditorium with a hatchet. So it's not always going to be the main atrium. When asked about his reasoning, he stated plainly that the difficulties are in regards to outsiders with malicious intent entering a school. He said, if someone wants to come into a school building and create havoc and cause harm, it's hard to stop them. A caveat he left out, if nobody has a gun, you know, that part. And so his decision in arming up himself is that it will make the school safer. And it will. In the overwhelming majority of school shootings, when the second gun is introduced, the attacker typically will turn his gun upon himself and kill themselves. This political ideology that is pervasive. I mean, there's Arkansas is coming online. There's a lot of Christian schools in Arkansas are arming up, and they're putting out little signs saying, if you come into the school, we will respond with lethal force. Pretty blunt, especially for a Christian school. You've got this in Utah. You've got this in a few places. And apparently in Ohio, this will have a deterrent effect, just like concealed carry does, where they don't have those honking, gigantic, gun-free zone signs. This will give a, you know, James Holmes, when he was headed to the Aurora movie theater, he bypassed a bunch that didn't have the gun-free zone sign on the door. Do you think that's a coincidence? I don't. I mean, if that had happened here in South Carolina, where I think it's like 1 in 20 have a concealed carry permit, in an auditorium of 300 people, in a movie theater of 300 people, I mean, do the math. There's 15 guns there. Statistically speaking, there's going to be 15 guns there. Do you think when he gets out there and steps in front of the backlit screen and throws his homemade smoke grenade and is standing there, still illuminated through the smoke by the backlit screen, wearing the mask, and the muzzle flash is happening and the bang sound's happening, do you think that some concealed carrier who had trained would not have the presence of thought to walk down the opposite aisle and walk up beside him because he can't see out of his gas mask except straight ahead and pop him? Because that's exactly what would have happened statistically, you know, as far as the 15 guns being present. The other states that aren't adopting this, this is a big shame. The reason I advocate for teachers to be the armed ones is because teachers, one, they know the layout of the building. Two, don't let the people know who the teachers are that are armed. Let this be a surprise to the spree shooter. Three, the teachers have parental feelings towards their students to a large degree. I know there's a lot of bad ones out there and everything. And hopefully they wouldn't be the ones that were armed. But overall, just saying, the teachers have some sort of vested interest in their students. And, you know, the teachers at Sandy Hook, if it really happened, they found a lot of teachers in front of their students. They tried everything they could to stop this, and unfortunately all they could do was stop a few rounds themselves. So you've got a bunch of people lying in wait. They know the layout of the building. They know where each other are. Hopefully they have communications between each other. They put together a little plan about, this is my area of coverage here on this hallway, and this is my area of coverage going into the gym and all this other stuff. And you have a kill box that a spree shooter can enter. And this is going to be better than uniformed guards. I mean, Aaron Alexis, first thing he did when he got into the D.C. Navy Yard was kill an armed guard in uniform. Klebold and Harris, they lured the uniformed armed guards out of Columbine High School and then locked the door behind them when they ran in. So not having these people identified also is a plus. Perhaps this liberal gun control ideology that has taken root in the teaching profession has made the death of innocent children a little more palatable in their minds than having a law-abiding gun owner shoot dead a mass shooter. And here's the thing. Gun controllers are out of touch. They're out of touch as to what is effective and is going to work. What's effective in an active shooting incident is the shooter being shot. Just ask the sergeant at arms in Ottawa at the Parliament building. He introduced a gun. He stopped the shooter. Gun controllers are so out of touch, they will resist it. Right now, you've got Gabby Giffords going out there saying guns need to be taken away because we've got to stop gun violence against women. She doesn't talk about hand violence against women, knife violence against women, bludgeon violence against women, mental violence against women, beating violence against women, being run over by a car violence against women, financial violence against a woman. She doesn't talk about any of that. We just got to get rid of the guns. If you get strangled to death, ladies, you can seize the moral high ground. The Brady campaign. They're trying to get rid of guns, so they've got a little thing on their Facebook page. A rape can last 30 seconds, but a murder lasts forever. Ladies, are you willing just to, well, you know, 30 seconds, that's not very long in my life. I can take that. Or do you actually want to stick a muzzle in somebody that is trying to violate you sexually and is going to affect you for the rest of your life and pull that trigger till he falls off of you? Fight back. Have you decided yet to simply be a victim? Because it doesn't last that long. Or have you decided, I'm not going to be a victim, I don't care the duration? Guns are the answer, Brady campaign. I'm glad that Principal Fussnecker is not holding on to this outmoded, pie-in-the-sky, utopian, stupid version of what should be in a school. This is the 21st century. This is the 21st century. The biggest school deaths that ever occurred happened in the 20th century in the United States with dynamite. In order to stop a school shooter, you have to take bold steps. You have to get proactive. You have to be willing to engage as soon as the first shot happens. You've got to go to where the fire is, or you've got to be willing to take up a position, and you've got to wait. But whatever you do, calling 911 and locking the room up, locked out is the same thing as locked in. He's locked out temporarily. You're locked in permanently. And if he decides to pick your door, he will come through it. Unless you have, you know, like a bank vault door. Even with a cinder block wall, if somebody decides, somebody using an AK or even a 5.56, enough, you know, four shots, you are through a cinder block. You have destroyed a cinder block with a 5.56, maybe less. So this principal, Principal Russ Fussnecker, he cares about the safety of his students, and he's doing something about it. Let's sit back and applaud him and hope other people take his example. Not one more. That's what I'm calling for. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.